I saw Ulanor for the first time from the crew deck of the fleet lander, Elective 12. The fighting had only been over for 3 standard months by then, and local space was still crawling with warships. We dropped rapidly through the midst of those huge hanging giants, and the dark sweep of the planet's surface rose up to fill the real view portals. It was odd to see it with my own eyes at last. For so long, Ulanor had dominated my every waking thought. I could reel off statistics. How many billion men had been transported on how many million troop carriers? How many crates of raw supplies had been lifted down from how many cargo conveyors? How many casualties we'd taken, actual, and how many Xenos we'd killed, estimate. I knew facts that almost no other person in the army knew. Perfectly useless ones, like the grade of plasteel used in standard ration boxes, and absolutely essential ones, like the time it took those boxes to move to the front line. Some of those statistics would never leave me. Other people, I imagined, regretted not being able to retain information. I regretted never being able to lose it. As a young woman, I thought of my eidetic habits as a curse. As it turned out, the Imperial Army valued my aptitudes. I'd made it all the way to general with them, and so had become one of those many graying, anonymous, unsung members of the war machine. We didn't get much praise once the fighting was over, and we got plenty of abuse from stressed field commanders while it was underway. But if we hadn't existed, then there would have been no victories to celebrate. War didn't just happen on the whim of warriors. It was planned, orchestrated, fed by supplies and enabled by transportation. We had been the Corps Logisticae for a while, then a division within the Naval Administration, then, briefly, overseen by Malkador's people. Only shortly prior to the War Master's appointment had we been hived off into a full departamento, with all the bureaucratic advantages that brought us. Departamento Munitorum. A dour name for a necessary job. Mistakes had been made, certainly. Confusion over planetary coordinates, non-standard equipment reaching the legions. For a while, we even had 2 expeditionary fleets operating under the same numerical designation at opposite sides of the galaxy. I tried to relax in my cramped seat, feeling the buffeting movement of atmospheric entry. I wasn't looking forward to what was to come once we made planetfall, so worked to take my mind off it by looking at the view. The world's surface looked ravaged. Dark clouds raced across its surface, broken and straggling like snarls of wire wool. The land beneath was a puckered mass of ravines and defiles, worming through continents like masses of tiny cranial folds. Only on one zone of Ulanor had that disorder been tamed. Before setting off, I'd heard stories from Mechanicus contacts about what had been done to the remnants of Urlak's fortress, and back then, I hadn't quite believed them. They liked to boast about what they could do to worlds once they got their augmetic hands on them. As I gazed out of the portal and down onto what they had done, I believed them. I saw the route of the victory procession, a scar of rockcrete hundreds of kilometers long. I tried to estimate how wide the ceremonial plaza I was looking at could have been. 200 square kilometers? Twice that? It glistened under the broken cover of clouds like polished ebony, a colossal plain of stone smoothed out for the sole purpose of giving the Emperor a suitable site for his triumph. What a piece of work is mankind, I thought then. What infinite faculties we have given ourselves. The shuttle plunged down towards the cloud cover. I began to feel nauseous and looked away. I knew that the Emperor had long gone, returned, so they said, to Terra. I also knew that the War Master, as we then had to think of him, was still aboard his flagship, but I didn't know how long he planned to linger. It would have been helpful to know that, so we could start to think about resupply for the 63rd expedition. But there was no sense in trying to pin a Primarch down to specifics, especially not that Primarch. In any case, my mission did not concern the War Master. It concerned one of his brothers. One about whom I knew very little, even from hearsay, and who had a reputation for being, among other things, hard to track down. I didn't like the sound of that. I didn't like the thought of spending weeks waiting for an audience, and I liked the thought of being granted one even less. I closed my eyes, feeling the structure of the lander begin to shake. "The things we do for the Emperor," I thought.